Chapter 10. The Ferrers Family. Anne and Lucy Steele were now staying in London with the Middletons. Everyone except Eleanor was pleased to see them. The Steeles soon called on Mrs. Jennings at her house in Berkeley Street. When Lucy saw Eleanor there, she went up to her at once.
"I am so pleased that you are still in London, Miss Dashwood," Lucy said with a sly smile. "You told me that you would only stay a month, but I knew that you would stay longer. And now that your brother is coming to London, you will not want to leave at all. Will you be staying with Mr. and Mrs. Dashwood when they arrive?"
"No, I do not think so," Eleanor replied.
"Oh, I am sure that you will," Lucy cried. "But you have been away from home such a long time. What does your mother think about that?"
Mrs. Jennings heard Lucy's remark and spoke immediately.
"Oh, the Miss Dashwood's visit has only just begun," the old lady said kindly. "I want them to stay as my guests for as long as possible."
"I hear that Miss Marianne Dashwood has been ill," Lucy went on. "What is the matter with her? Where is she?"
"My sister has a headache today, and she is resting in our room," Eleanor replied quietly.
"Then we must go and see her,"
Anne Steele cried, and she began to walk quickly towards the door. "Please let her rest," Eleanor said. Lucy frowned at her sister when she saw that Eleanor was angry. Anne Steele said nothing more. The following morning, Eleanor persuaded Marianne to go with her to Bond Street. Eleanor took some of her mother's jewellery that needed to be repaired. The small jeweller's shop was very crowded and busy, so the Miss Dashwoods sat down to wait. Eleanor noticed a handsome young man in the shop. He was talking to the jeweller. The young gentleman was about 23 years old, and he was dressed in fine, fashionable clothes. Eleanor had not seen the gentleman before, but his face reminded her of someone else. The young man spent a long time in the shop and bought several things. He did not speak to Eleanor and Marianne, but he looked at them before he left. Eleanor's business in the shop was over quickly. Just as the sisters were leaving, their brother, Mr. John Dashwood, came in. He bowed politely and seemed pleased to see them.
"Fanny and I have been in town for 2 days, but we have had no time to call on you,"
John told Eleanor and Marianne.
"We spent most of yesterday with Fanny's mother, Mrs. Ferrers, but I shall certainly call on Mrs. Jennings tomorrow. We should like to meet the Middletons, too. I believe that they have been good friends to you in Devon."
"Yes, they have," Eleanor replied. "They have been very kind to us, and we often visit them here in London."
"I'm very pleased to hear it," John Dashwood replied with a smile. "The Middletons are very rich, and they are members of our family, too. Edward has told Fanny and me how kind the Middletons are."
John Dashwood came to Berkeley Street the next day to call on Mrs. Jennings. Colonel Brandon was also visiting that morning. After staying for half an hour, John Dashwood asked Eleanor to introduce him to the Middletons. On the way to the Middletons' house, John asked his sister questions about the Colonel.
"Who is Colonel Brandon?" he asked. "I could see that he is a gentleman. Is he rich?"
"He has a large house in Dorset," Eleanor replied, smiling.
"I am very pleased to hear it,"
her brother said.
"Eleanor, I congratulate you. You have done well."
"What do you mean, John?" Eleanor asked in surprise.
"Well, Colonel Brandon is interested in you. He likes you, I am sure of it,"
John replied.
"Is Brandon rich?"
"He has £2,000 a year, I believe," Eleanor said.
"Well, I wish that his fortune were bigger, sister, but you will have enough money and a good house to live in too."
"You are wrong, brother," Eleanor said quickly. "Colonel Brandon has no thought of marrying me." John Dashwood smiled.
"I know that you have little money, Eleanor," he said. "But do not be worried by that. Try to catch the Colonel. No one else wants to marry you, we all know that. A marriage between you and Brandon will please everyone. I know that Mrs. Ferrars will be delighted to hear about it. If you and Edward are both married to suitable people, it will please her and everyone in your family.
Is Mr. Edward Ferrars going to be married? Eleanor asked quickly.
His mother certainly hopes so. She has found him a most suitable lady. Her name is Miss Morton. She is the daughter of a rich lord. She has £30,000 a year. If Edward marries Miss Morton, Mrs. Ferrars will give him £1,000 a year, John went on. Mrs. Ferrars is a very generous woman. She gave Fanny £200 yesterday to help with our expenses here in London.
But you have plenty of money, brother, Eleanor replied.
Perhaps, John said. But we have many expenses, both here and in the country. We have spent a lot of money to make Norland Park more comfortable, and there is a lot more work to be done.
Eleanor could not think of a polite reply, and her brother went on talking, this time about Marianne.
What is the matter with Marianne? John Dashwood asked. She used to be a very pretty girl. Fanny used to say that Marianne would make a better marriage than you. But your sister has changed so much. She looks quite ill. No one suitable will be interested in her now.
Eleanor and her brother had now reached the Middletons' house in Conduit Street. Sir John and Lady Middleton were both at home, and John Dashwood was delighted to meet them. He believed that his sisters had done well to make friends with the Middletons and Mrs. Jennings. They were all important members of society, and they were very rich. And now they were his friends too. Fanny, Mrs. John Dashwood, soon called on the Middletons and Mrs. Jennings. Fanny and Lady Middleton were very much alike. They were interested in the same things: money, their position in society, and their children. They soon became good friends. Not long after this, Eleanor heard that Edward Ferrars had come to London with John and Fanny. He called twice at Mrs. Jennings' house, but each time that he visited, Eleanor was out. She was pleased that Edward had called, but she was happy not to have seen him. Mr. and Mrs. John Dashwood decided to give a dinner party at which the Middletons would be the most important guests. Eleanor and Marianne were invited, together with Mrs. Jennings and Colonel Brandon. Lucy Steele and her sister were staying with the Middletons, so, of course, they would be at the dinner party too. Fanny's mother, Mrs. Ferrars, was going to be another of the guests. Eleanor thought that Edward would be coming with his mother, but she was wrong. As soon as Lucy saw Eleanor, she was happy to tell her the reason why. "My dear Edward will not be at the Dashwoods' dinner on Tuesday," Lucy said. "He is not going because he would not be able to hide his feelings for me. Oh, my dear Miss Dashwood, I shall be meeting Edward's mother for the first time. Mrs. Ferrars, the lady who will soon be my mother-in-law. How frightened I am." As she said this, Lucy looked at Eleanor slyly. Eleanor very much wanted to tell Lucy about Mrs. Ferrars' plans for Edward and Miss Morton, but she did not. Instead, she said, "I feel very sorry for you, Lucy." Mrs. Ferrars was a small, thin woman with pale skin. Her plain face had a proud, angry look, and she did not speak to Eleanor and Marianne at all. But the old lady smiled at the Steele sisters. Mrs. Ferrars had no idea that Lucy was hoping to marry her eldest son. The Dashwoods gave their guests a fine dinner. There were many servants to serve the very best food and wine. The meal continued for many hours. Later in the evening, when all the guests were in the drawing room, John Dashwood showed Colonel Brandon a very pretty pair of screens.
"The pictures on the screens were painted by my sister Eleanor and given to Fanny," John Dashwood said. "They are very well painted, do you not think?"
The Colonel agreed, and the pieces of furniture were shown to the other guests. Mrs. Ferrars asked to see them, but when she was told that the screens were Eleanor's work, she would not look at them. Fanny was embarrassed by her mother's bad manners.
"Do look at the screens, Mama. They are very pretty," Fanny said.
Eleanor paints almost as well as Miss Morton. And Miss Morton paints very well indeed, as you know.
Miss Morton does everything well. She has the best teachers,
Mrs. Ferrars said, frowning at Eleanor as she spoke. Marianne was very upset by Mrs. Ferrars' unkind words.
These screens were painted by my dear sister Eleanor, she said. Who cares about Miss Morton's work, or Miss Morton?
We all care about Miss Morton, Mrs. Ferrars said coldly and angrily. She is Lord Morton's daughter.
Marianne's eyes filled with tears, and she walked across to her sister.
Eleanor, dear, she said, do not let them make you unhappy. We both know how cruel people can be.
Then Lady Middleton began to talk of other things, and the rest of the evening passed quietly. Lucy Steele called at Mrs. Jennings' house early the following morning. She immediately sat beside Eleanor.
My dear friend, I have come to talk to you about my happiness, Lucy said. Mrs. Ferrars talked to me for some time yesterday evening. I think that she likes me. It is so important to my dear Edward and myself.
Mrs. Ferrars was certainly polite to you, Eleanor replied.
Polite? Lucy repeated. Mrs. Ferrars was more than polite to me. She was very kind. And your sister, Mrs. Dashwood, was very kind too.
Neither Mrs. Ferrars nor Mrs. Dashwood have been told about your engagement, have they? Eleanor said.
No, Lucy said, but it will not change their feelings towards me. Mrs. Ferrars is a very kind woman, and so is Mrs. Dashwood.
Eleanor could not agree with this, so she did not reply.
Are you ill, Miss Dashwood?
Lucy asked with a smile.
Is that why you are not answering me? I do hope that you are not ill. I need your friendship at this time. Next to Edward's love for me, your friendship is the greatest help to me.
At that moment, the drawing-room door opened and a servant said, Mr. Ferrars. 2 seconds later, Edward Ferrars walked into the room. All three young people were embarrassed. Eleanor spoke first. She asked Edward to sit down and started to talk to him about their time in London. But Edward did not join in the conversation. He sat in silence. I am sure that Marianne would like to see you, Edward, Eleanor said at last. Let me go and find her. Eleanor walked upstairs very slowly. She wanted Edward and Lucy to have time to talk to each other. When Marianne heard that Edward had arrived, she was delighted. She ran downstairs into the drawing room.
Dear Edward, how happy I am to see you, she cried, smiling.
She held out her hand to the young man. She smiled again, first at Edward and then at her sister.
You look pale and tired, Miss Marianne, Edward said at last. Perhaps you are not happy in London.
Oh, do not worry about me, Marianne cried. Eleanor is well, that is the important thing. We are both delighted to see you again, Edward. My sister and I shall be returning to Barton very soon. I hope that you will be able to go with us. That would be a great help.
Lucy frowned angrily at these words, but she did not know what to say.
Why were you not at the Middletons yesterday, Edward? Marianne asked the young man.
I had another engagement, Edward said quietly. I had been invited to another place. It was an important invitation.
Lucy smiled.
Some young men keep engagements and others do not, she said, laughing. You knew that, Marianne.
Eleanor was very angry, but Marianne smiled at Lucy's cruel words. I know that Edward will never do or say anything that is unkind, Marianne said. He will always behave correctly. A few minutes later, Edward stood up and walked towards the door.
My dear Edward, Marianne said to him very quietly, do not go. Lucy will soon be leaving.
But Edward apologized and said that he could not stay longer. After a few minutes, Lucy went too. Marianne knew nothing about Edward and Lucy's secret engagement. Eleanor had promised Lucy that she would say nothing about it. She had to keep Lucy's secret.